And on Morning Conversation, we have, of course, Jill Kramer, Hancock County Economic Development Executive Director. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good. I'm really excited for this weekend.
Yeah.
I know it's only Thursday, and it's kind of hard to get thinking tomorrow is going to be the start of the holiday weekend, but I'm ready.
Me too. And you've got a guest who we've had before.
Yeah, we did. But he's talked about other things that in his communities. But this one's kind of an exciting one. So if you don't have anything to do this weekend or want to do something fun, listen up, folks, because we've got a great activity going on in Corvus. So today I have Ryan Wagner. Welcome, Ryan. Ryan is from Corvus. He's going to talk about all the great things that they're doing this weekend. So, Ryan, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me up here today.
You bet. You ready to go?
Yep.
All right, let's break it down and find out what happens every year in Corworth.
We just started moving our town celebration to Memorial Day weekend. I think it was the year the school closed. We just did a giant celebration that year with starting on Friday night and went all the way through Monday. We've cut it back, obviously, since then because that was kind of a special year. So this year we have the theme Honor, Respect, and Remember. And we just kind of try to tie our theme to Memorial Day weekend with the holiday and remembering our honoring our fallen servicemen and women. And so we just try to base it off that and every year.
Okay. And you're going to kick things off Saturday evening.
Yep. This year we're just going to have the it's a walk, run, color 5K. It'll be around town. We include the cemetery with all the flags. That way people can walk through or run through however they decide to do their 5K. And that will only be the only thing Saturday night.
Very good. And then Sunday you're busy and you got chock full of activity.
Yep. We kick off the day with a community church service in the community center. The Royal Neighbors are nice enough to head up our breakfast, which is a free will donation. The church service starts at 9:30 and the breakfast would follow that. And it also would kick off our craft and homemade projects that we do, silent auction. Local people, not just from Corvus, just the local area, drop things off for us, and people can bid on that throughout the day, and the money goes back to the community center. If the person donating wishes to have their half back, they can take their half back, otherwise they can donate the full auction price.
Very good. And then later on, you got a parade.
Yep, parade starts at 1. That's what really when the day gets going. Following the parade, the parade will go down Main Street and then kind of in towards going towards the park a little bit. But that starts at 1. Line up if you'd like to be a business or any part of the parade. You can line up at the church at the Lutheran Church at 12:30. And the parade would start at 1. And then we just, everything's down at the park the rest of the day. So.
Mm-hmm. And everything would be what? Let's talk about that.
Beverage Garden and Chris Kettle Corner opens at 1. We have a car, tractor, truck, bike show. James Ellison's in charge of that, along with Mojo is nice enough to come down to MC for us and donate his time. So he will be over there promoting that and working that. And we'll have 3 trophies for the best of show for that. And then we have some kids doing the cotton candy and some snow cones from 2 to 4. And then for different kids' activities, we have inflatables going. As long as the wind will cooperate with us, we'll have the inflatables up. Otherwise, because of safety concerns, we wouldn't have those. But hopefully we can do those. Mini golf, Meyer Petting Zoo with pony rides. And then we'll also have a pedal pull, which is you can move on to the state competitions with the pedal pull, too.
Mm, you got a food stand?
Yep. Firemen take do all the food for us, and they use the proceeds for things they need throughout the year. So it's a good fundraiser for them. We also have a tasting event in the afternoon for the adults. We have some local wineries, distilleries, craft beers coming in. That's from 3 to 4:30, along with a coffee bar. We also have a bags tournament up on the tennis court. And so that's always a good little draw for different people because I know people like travel, throw bags, and get competitive for that. A few other things is we have a bake walk. So local people drop off bars. Some people just buy Oreos because kids like Oreos and stuff like that. But
adults like them too.
Yeah. And how competitive does that get, Ryan? Does it get pretty strongly competitive?
It does a little bit. Of course, you know, people always like the homemade stuff. But if the kids win, they take that. Sometimes the adults, like you said, with the Oreos, will take those too. So, and then last year we had a new competition. It's a beer stein holding competition. The prelims, I will call it, start at 5 p.m. If you are lucky enough to make the finals, you would be back on stage at 6 to compete for a Stein to take home with Korth Memorial Day champion on it. So that got pretty competitive last year. It was pretty fun watching the different people attempt to do that.
And we just found out, Jill and I just found out what this is, but could you explain for the listeners what this actually entails?
It's a heavy glass style beer stein full of beer. You got to hold your arm straight out. And if you start shaking and you spill the beer, you're disqualified or out. Or if your elbow breaks or your arm starts to fall down, you're out. So
it's a strength thing. Yeah, how heavy they are? Do they?
I can't remember what they weigh. It's probably, I'm guessing, 3-4 pounds. The steins, I mean, it's solid glass, so they're pretty heavy. And then you add beverage to the top on it. So
they can't try to slurp any of it off.
No, they can't slurp any of it off. And they get topped off each round. So. Everybody's at the same advantage or disadvantage.
Right, interesting. Sounds fun.
And at that time, we'll also do our program to honor the honorees that were in the parade for us. And we will also do our raffle drawing, which is the top prize is a $500 cash prize. And then we have 250. We have quite a few 100s, quite a few 50s and 25s. And then there's other businesses that have donated shirts, gift certificates, etc. So we have quite a few prizes to give out this year.
Very good. And then to end the night?
To end the night, we've had Standing Hampton in the past. We're going to go a little bit bigger, obviously, this year with the Johnny Holmes Band. We're really excited to have them. Hopefully the weather holds and everything works out with that. Admission's $10. We'll have the beverage garden open all night. The food stand will stay open. And at some point when Johnny Holmes takes his break, we will shoot off some fireworks at dusk or at, once it becomes nighttime.
And again, what time does Johnny go on stage?
He starts at 8 and will go to 11:30. So.
Very good.
Wow, fun night.
And then Monday itself, Memorial Day.
The day of Memorial Day, the day would start at 10:30 out at the cemetery. The American Legion of Korwith does a program out there, and then everyone would be invited. We appreciate reservations, but it's not a must. We have a Alumni Day dinner, pork loin dinner, at the community center following that. So,
okay. For reservations, call Leona Welter, 515-538-2106. Ryan, if people want to find out more or they just want to come down and take part of festivities, how can they go about doing that?
The easiest way to stay up to date with weather and et cetera that might make some changes for us this weekend would be follow our Facebook page. It's Korwith Town with Heart. If for some reason, if it rains Sunday afternoon with the parade, we'll probably push the parade back, and we'll just start trying to push some things back that happened last year. It turned out okay. It wasn't great. We just made the best out of it and everything like that.
All right. Very good. Well, I'm taking a look at the weather right now. There's just small chances Saturday night and Sunday night. So there you go.
It's going to be a good weekend. We're going to power a positive thing.
There you go. We'll just shoo anything away that might come our way.
Sounds like it might be hot.
It could be hot, yes.
Good. It's been too cold.
It's either one extreme or the other. So, Ryan, thank you to you and your crew for putting this together. I'm sure it takes months to plan, and it goes off swimmingly because you all know what you're doing, and you take pride in what you're doing.
Yeah, we try to take pride into having a good town event for a small town, and we'd like to thank all our volunteers and then our sponsors to make this possible.
Very good. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you for having me up.
Thank you, Ryan. I just love the, you know, I think it says it all. Honor, respect, remember. Those are some great words going into the weekend, and I just want everybody to have a safe, fun weekend, and check out Korwith Days. This is going to be a great, great time for everyone. So thank you, Ryan, for coming. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. For Ryan, for Jill, I'm Mark. This is KW Morning Conversation.